کارآفرینان.
ارائه ای از رادیو ایران 670 AM KIRN.
کارآفرینان.
دوستان به برنامه کارآفرینان خوش آمدید. برنامه تقدیمی رادیو ایران به شما، برنامه غیر تبلیغاتی برای ارائه آگاهی های بسیار خوب به شما عزیزان در زمینه کسب و کار که برای شما امیدواریم بسیار مفید باشه. در این برنامه از میهمانان خوبی دعوت میکنیم با تجربه های بسیار خوب که با شما صحبت کنند و اطلاعاتی در زمینه کسب و کار تقدیم شما بشه بیشتر و بیشتر. میهمان امروز برنامه ما، در واقع دو میهمان داریم امروز، خانم ریچل دیرز که ایشون در زمینه مدیر شرکت ریچل دیرز پی آر هستند، ارائه خدمات روابط عمومی، و خانم ادل هید وامبولد. درست گفتم وامبولد؟ ادل هید وامبولد میهمان ما هستند. ایشون هم بیزینس دیولوپمنت فعالیت میکنن و بیزینس دیولوپر هستن. اجازه بدید که من اول معرفی کنم میهمان اول رو، با ایشون سلامی داشته باشم، بعد میهمان دوممون رو خدمت شما معرفی میکنم. خانم ریچل دیرز گزارشگر سابق هستن در رسانه ها و به همین دلیل هم تجربه بسیار زیادی دارن در زمینه ایجاد ارتباط با کارآفرینان، شرکت‌های مختلف، ورزشکاران، هنرمندان، موسیقیدانان، پزشکان و بازیگران و غیره. در حال حاضر ایشون همونطور که عرض کردم مدیر کمپانی ریچل دیرز پی آر هستند و در این حال به عنوان مدیر نویسندگان مجله اینفلوئنس فعالیت می‌کنند. ایشون در ارائه راهکارهایی برای پیشبرد کسب و کارها تخصص دارند و بسیاری از افراد رو در مشاغل مختلف بهشون کمک کردند که به موفقیت دست پیدا کنند. خانم ریچل دیرز اهل فیلیپین هستند و به دو زبان انگلیسی اند تاگالوگ، یو کال ایت تاگالوگ و تاگالوگ صحبت میکنن. ویلکام تو اور شو میسیز ریچل دیرز. Thank you Rachel for being here.
Thank you. It's great to be here. Good afternoon everybody.
And let me talk about our second guest, Ms. خانم ادل هید وامبولد. ایشون بیزنس دیولوپر هستن، همونطور که خدمتون عرض کردم متخصص توسعه در واقع بیزینس و شرکت ها. کارشون رو از وال استریت شروع کردن در بخش تجارت نفت خام و پس از اون ایشون در سن 25 سالگی استخدام شدن توسط یک خانواده در، یعنی یه فامیلی بیزینس در خاورمیانه، و به اونها کمک کردن در یک پروژه استخراج طلا فعالیت کنن در منطقه‌ای در کالیفرنیا. در بخش هواپیماهای خصوصی همکاری کردند، خودشون صاحب یک گالری آنتیک و کارهای هنری در پاسادنا بودند. معاملات بسیار خوبی در زمینه فیلم، هنر، تلویزیون، ورزش، فلزات قیمتی انجام دادند و غیره. ایشون در سن 6 سالگی عکسشون روی مجله فورچن چاپ شده بوده که راجبش ازشون بیشتر میپرسیم. به زبانهای فرانسه و انگلیسی صحبت میکنن خانم ادل هید و آشنایی دارن با زبانهای ایتالیایی، اسپانیش و عربی. Welcome to our show, Adel Haid. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having us. We're so excited to be here today.
Great. First of all, let us know why your picture was on the Fortune magazine on when you were sick. So, I know you are beautiful, but what was the reason?
You know,
the other reason?
My mother was one of these momagers, one might say. And so from a very early age, I started doing some acting and modeling, and my career developed pretty quickly. I was able to follow directions at a very young age. And so my career developed. I did some Crayola things, some Mattel things. And by the time I was 6 years old, they called me to be on the cover of Fortune magazine.
Then it's very good. It's going to stay for you, the magazine, and good memory for you. Sorry, my voice has gone today. Okay, let's start with Miss Rachel Dares. Tell us a little bit about what you do, so our listeners know better.
Sure. Actually, I'm a former feature reporter and newscaster. I also have a radio broadcasting degree. I write for five different online publications, and I'm also the president of Rachel Dares PR, an LA-based public relations company.
So how important is brand development and creating unique identity for your business?
Sure.
Any business.
Absolutely. Any business or any personality. You know, when it comes to branding, it's the look, the feel, the vibe, the culture, and the messaging. And, you know, as far as my job is concerned, it's really about putting my clients in the public eye, whether or not it's a publication or a radio interview or television interviews. The thing is, when it comes to putting a brand out there in the market, everybody needs to know what it is that you do, what it is that you represent, and how could you be of service. So it's very important to pretty much have a crystal clear message on your brand.
Great. خب دوستان در مورد توسعه یک بیزینس یا شناسوندنش و برند کردنش صحبت کردن. ایشون همونطور که ریچل همونطور که اشاره کرد خودش در کارهای رادیو تلویزیونی و تبلیغات و غیره بودن و میگن که خب خیلی اهمیت داره برای یک بیزینس که چه شناسونده بشه تا بتونه کار خودش رو توسعه بده. ما میریم پیام های بازرگانی رو میشنویم، برمیگردیم خدمتتون و برنامه کارآفرینان رو ادامه میدیم.
به پادکست رادیو ایران گوش میکنید. 670 پادکست. گلچینی از برنامه های رادیو ایران. رادیو ایران. SoCalPersian.com.
کارآفرینان
ارائه از رادیو ایران 670 AM KIRN
کارآفرینان
دوستان برنامه کارآفرینان رو پی میگیریم. ممنون از توجهتون به این برنامه. همونطور که عرض کردم دو میهمان داریم در برنامه امروز، خانم ریچل درز از ریچل درز پی آر که خدمات روابط عمومی ارائه میکنند و خانم ادل هید وامبولد که ایشون از آیست ایجنسی هستند که بیزینس دیولوپر هستند. و جالبه که این دو میهمان ما با هم کار میکنند. حالا راجبش بیشتر صحبت میکنیم، ولی قبل از اون سوالی کنم از ریچل در مورد صحبتی که میکرد در مورد برند کردن بیزینس و اشاره کرد به این که باید یک مسیج یا پیام واضح و روشن فرستاد برای یک بیزینس به خاطر اینکه بتونه موفقیتش رو به دست بیاره. و حالا میخوام بپرسم که این مسیج چیست؟ ریچل، what's this message you talked about sending a clear message in your business? What does it mean? What do you mean by that?
Well, you know, I think a lot of misconception comes, you know, when it comes to branding, that it's really just about a logo or about a slogan or about, you know, your website. I mean, it's so much deeper than, you know, just that. The thing is, when it comes to the market that you serve, you need to go deeper than, you know, just the visuals. Obviously, that's very important. But the thing is, you have to ask the why. You know, you have to ask the why. Why is it that you do what you do? And what is it that you want to be able to put out in the world in order to be of service? And so when it comes to asking the questions as far as messaging is concerned, that's when you have to get down to the nitty gritty, right? You have to basically say, you know, what it is that you want to accomplish, right? What's the end goal? What's the end goal? And in order for us to be able to do that, we have to go through a step-by-step process as far as, you know, just kind of like filtering and eliminating, you know, certain things. Okay. If it's a matter of like your maybe a business, right? Mm-hmm. What business is it that you do, and what is it that you want to be able to deliver to the market, mm-hmm. right?
What's your niche?
What's your niche? Mm-hmm. What is it? And so, if you're a plumber, then obviously, you know. And
why are you the best plumber?
Why are you the best plumber? If you are a bakery, what is it, you know, that you actually deliver? Is it, specialty in cakes, right? Mm-hmm. A specialty in terms of, wedding cakes? Or, so the thing is, it's like you have to get down to the nitty gritty and ask the questions in order for you to actually filter the ones that doesn't make sense and then come to that, fine-tuned message of this is who I am and this is the message I want to deliver to the world and this is the service I want to be able to, you know, I want to be able to fulfill.
Right. دوستان خانم ریچل توضیح دادن که در واقع فقط یه لوگو درست کردن و اسم داشتن در بیزینس کافی نیست. خیلی دیپ‌تر و عمیق‌تر از اینه برای این که بخواید بیزینس خودتون رو گسترش بدید و به خاطر همین میگن باید بدونی که چرا داری این کار انجام میدی، هدفت چیه از کاری که داری انجام میدی و دنبال چی هستی و به این ترتیبه که میتونی پیدا کنی که کجا برین، که در همین زمینه خب کمک میکنن کسانی که بهشون مراجعه میکنن برای این که بیزینس خودشون رو، رابطهشون رو در واقع شناسونده بشن به همه جا، که پابلیک ریلیشن هست که ایشون انجام میدن و ایشون همکاری دارن با خانم ادل هید که ایشون بیزنس دیولوپر هستن و ببینیم که چطور با هم کار میکنن. You work together in one office.
Yes.
One business developer and
one publicist.
Okay. And how do you work together?
So generally, clients that come to seek Rachel or my services are missing both of our services. If you need public relations, it's usually because, you know, your business isn't exactly where you want it to be. You want a deeper public message. You want more clients, more customers, better revenue. But probably you have a foundational problem as well, whether you're seeking funding, strategic alliances, sponsorships, whatever it is that you're missing in the business development sector, we can supply it for you. Of course, even if you have a great foundation and a great business, if no one knows about you, you don't have much. So you need public relations too. And so Rachel and I work together in tandem for, I would say, all of our projects, delivering both business development services as well as public relations services mm-hmm. for our clients.
So can you give some advices to our listeners? Because this is the goal of this show,
mm-hmm.
to show them the ways that they can help their businesses, learn something from this show that helped them in this area. Could you tell them some niches,
sure.
some things that help people to do these things in their businesses?
Certainly. So I would say, number one, amass a large network and don't focus on any specific sectors. You need to have a broad network so that any given project that you're looking to complete, you have people that you're familiar with, who know you, that you can make great deals with in moving forward. I would say, aside from that, you need to look at some statistical information. We have an analyst that we work with, whether we're doing our branding or a structural situation. We work with analysts to see, okay, if this is your logo, your blue logo, how many other plumbers in the area are using a blue logo? Mm-hmm. How many other plumbers in the area have this specific word within their business name? We need to know this because we need to know how different you are going to be from everyone else. And we need to make your personality different than everyone else. You don't want to look the same as your neighbor, because then how are people going to know that you're better, you're different, you're more special? So I think looking at statistics and analytics is extremely important. Building a network is extremely important. And then, as Rachel said, creating that consistent, cohesive messaging, it needs to look the same. Your website needs to look the same as your business card. Your business card needs to look the same as your signage at your business. And when you get that marketing information out, don't be afraid to spend money on it. You need, whether it's, you know, you might think, oh, Facebook messages aren't that important. Well, if you have a network of 26,000 connections on your Facebook and you're not utilizing these cheap sponsorship dollars, you know, it's like $5 a month that you can spend to get a reach of 4,000 to 6,000 people.
that's a great client base. And if you utilize the statistics, excuse me, in the correct way, you know, to make sure that you're reaching your target market, that's going to be great for your business.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
دوستان عدل‌هی توضیح داد که گفتم یه راهنمایی بکن برای کسانی که دارن برنامه ما رو گوش میکنن. واقعا اگر کسب و کارشون رو میخوان توسعه بدن چه میتونن بکنن؟ و ایشون گفتش که باید نشون بدید که تفاوت شما با بیزینس های مشابهتون چیه و شما چه کاری رو متفاوت میتونید انجام بدید که خودتون رو برجسته کنید در میان کسانی که با شما مثل شما شغلشون شبیه شماست. و اشاره کردن به اینکه یه آماری بگیرید از دوستاتون از این طرف اون طرف که ببینید بیزینس شما رو چجوری میخوان، چطور لازمه، چه کارهایی باید در موردش انجام بدید و نتورکینگ داشته باشید با اطرافیانتون و تحقیق کنید ببینید که رقباتون دارن چه کار میکنن و از آگهی هم غافل نشید. همونطور که اشاره کردن گفتن که بیزینس کارتاتون هم باید شبیه وبسایتتون باشه و وبسایتتون شبیه فیسبوکتون باشه، همه یه وجه مشترکی یه جوری داشته باشن که بیزینس شما برند بشه، مشخص بشه با اون رنگی که دارید و با اون لوگویی که دارید و به این ترتیب که هماهنگی باید وجود داشته باشه، موضوعی که ریچل هم بهش اشاره کرد. و در ضمن تبلیغات رو ازش غافل نشید، یه هزینه هایی هست که اگر بپردازید در مقابل میتونید که برنده باشید و ازش استفاده کنید و به نفع خودتون باشه. پیام ها رو میشنویم، برمیگردیم خدمت.
به پادکست رادیو ایران گوش میکنید. 670 پادکست. گلچینی از برنامه‌های رادیو ایران. رادیو ایران. SoCalPersian.com.
کارآفرینان.
ارائه از رادیو ایران 670 AM KIRN.
کارآفرینان.
دوستان عزیز، برنامه کارآفرینان رو پی میگیریم، برنامه غیر تبلیغاتی تقدیم به شما شنوندگان خوب، برای اینکه سطح آگاهی های دوستان در زمینه کسب و کار رو بالا ببریم با دعوتی که از میهمانانمون به عمل میاریم. میهمانان امروز ما ریچل دیرز پابلیسیست هستند، خدمات روابط عمومی ارائه میدند از ریچل دیرز پی آر، و خانم ادل هید بامبولت که مدیر آیست ایجنسی هستن، ایشون بیزنس دیولوپر هستن و سوالاتی در مورد این که چطور بیزنس خودتون رو توسعه بدید، گسترش بدید، بشناسونید و موفق تر باشید از خدمتشون پرسیدم. Now I want to ask you how conventional marketing is different from traditional style. Let us know a little bit. I know this technology is going fast and sometimes people from, I mean, the older people, not young generation, they feel they get scared. They, you know, to how to manage the business so they don't be left behind.
Yeah. So, I mean, as far as traditional and conventional, I think, you know, in this day and age, we definitely still have to be able to actually, you know, merge both. Traditional, you know, it's being on the phone, it's doing some mass fax outs, you know, maybe some email marketing. But in this day and age, in the modern world, we need to really be keen on, you know, using the social media aspect of things. And I think that's more of still kind of a traditional, but also a little bit of the modern, because obviously, you know, it's about engagement, right? So I think as far as businesses are concerned, and even, you know, being personalities, your social media presence has to be intact. And Heidi actually spoke on, you know, just the website being cohesive. So in terms of your website presence, in terms of your social media presence, so your Instagram, your Twitter, your Facebook, or your YouTube, I mean, everything has to have
that consistency. And I feel that that's, you know, merging both the traditional and the modern.
And if they don't know how to do these things, you suggest they get help towards these things from other people?
Of course.
Because not everybody knows how to do these things.
Well, there are many companies out there that are optimizing, whether it's your SEO, so your ability to be found on Google, or optimizing your social media. There are companies that you can find, including ours, that do this for you. Additional to that, you know, you need to align yourself with the right sponsors, the right partners, the right influencers. We're in Los Angeles, so if you have a business and you don't have an alignment with some type of well-known celebrity endorser or influencer, or if you don't have good word of mouth from your clients, you're really missing a big aspect of current marketing. Because the situation is this: it's important to have an internet presence, and it's important to have a fluency in social media, but a lot of people already do have that. It's imperative, it's required. What else you need are people that are repping for you and saying, no, their work is actually the best, or this product is my favorite product. And you see it every day. You know, one example I'll give is this Sugar Bear Hair, which is this vitamin that you'll see everywhere on Instagram. It's a little blue bear. You take it. It's a vitamin. It's a regular everyday supplement. People are paying out the wazoo for this supplement because every influencer on Instagram has it on their account saying it's the best thing ever. Is it? I'm not sure. Is it? I've looked at the ingredients. Is it much different from anything you can buy at CVS? Not necessarily, but the marketing is right. And so the brand is doing well.
Yes. بله، اشاره میشه که مارکتینگ درست خیلی کمک میکنه به بیزینس. و تفاوت روش قدیمی و روش‌های امروز رو پرسیدم در اداره کردن بیزینس و اشاره کردند که این روزها چون تکنولوژی خیلی پیشرفت کرده، مثل قدیم فقط تلفن و فکس و ایمیل کار نمیکنه برای گسترش بیزینس شما و لازمه که از طریق اینترنت بیزینس خودتون رو بشناسونید، به همه از روش های مختلف استفاده کنید. و مهم نیست اگر این کار رو خودتون بلد نیستید، کمپانی هایی هستند که این کارها رو برای شما انجام میدن و میتونن که بیزینس شما رو موفق تر کنن. هرچی بیشتر مطرح بشید، بیزینس شما فروشش بیشتر خواهد بود. مثال زدن اون ویتامینی که روی اینترنت هست و همه میشناسن و میخرن، شاید بهترین ویتامین هم نباشه، ولی از اونجایی که خیلی راجبش صحبت شده و روی اینترنت هست، فروشش از همه بیشتره. Okay, so now we know that public relation is very effective and also business development. For having the best result in your business, do you need to compete or do you need to leverage others' skills and networking and these things?
Yeah, I mean, for us, it's definitely not about competition. It's about collaboration. I think you can get to a destination in half the time if you have a team, you know, that has different skill sets, you know, so that you can actually kind of integrate, you know, each other's intelligence, skills, you know, and education, whatever it is that their expertise is, you know, it can actually be put into one business. And so, Heidi was mentioning earlier,
Rachel and I have put together our own team of experts. So when people come to us, we do the PR, we do the business development. We also have an investment specialist. We also have a marketing specialist. We have a Forbes featured crypto and technology advisor. And, you know, we have a 5-time Emmy Award winning content producer. So these are all people that work with us on a daily basis that we have on our team, so that when our clients come to us, we can serve them. You know, for another PR agency, we wish them the best. We're not really trying to compete with them. We're doing a whole other situation.
I see. So you don't need to be partner in that situation. For example, you're not partners. You have your own companies, and you know, some people they don't like to have partner in their business. Mm-hmm. But in this situation that you explained, they can be not partnered and doing these things?
So Rachel and I each have our own companies. That said, yeah. I am an executive in Rachel's company. Rachel is an executive in my company. If some client comes to me for business development, I am going to recommend that they use Rachel's services because I need to use someone's PR, and it's better that I'm working with someone who's directly in my office, who I'm liaising with all day long as I create the messaging, branding, development, sponsorship, partnership, funding, whatever the case is. If I'm doing it and Rachel can promote it as I'm doing it, we win. That's the same, you know, across the board with any person in any sector that we're liaising with or partnering with. It's always better if we can work in-house and work together. So that's just kind of our proprietary algorithm of sorts.
And how does that work for someone that it's he's not in service business? Let's say they sell furniture. Does he have to compete, or like you said,
we can place him as a sponsor. We have events for clients going on all over the world. We just signed six, you know, let's say this furniture maker, he has his manufacturing in China. We're doing six concerts in China starting in December. We can add him as a sponsor on our tour. That's huge marketing for him. That's at least, you know, 70,000 eyes that will see that business. It doesn't matter who you are. We can find a way to work with you.
اوکی، thank you so much. پس دوستان اشاره کردن به این که من پرسیدم که آیا رقابت در یک بیزینس خوبه و به موفقیت کمک میکنه، یا اینکه در واقع همراهی کردن و همراه شدن و استفاده کردن از تجربیات کسان دیگه که در چنین کاری هستند، و اشاره میکنن به این که با هم همکاری کردن خیلی خوبه و الان شرکت خودشون رو این دوستان که دارن، هر یک در واقع شرکت خودشون رو دارن ولی با هم کار میکنن، به هم در واقع مشتریاشون رو به هم پاس میدن و میگن نه تنها ما دوتا هستیم که این کارهایی که تخصص خودمون هست انجام میدیم، ولی دوستان رو داریم که در زمینه تکنولوژی هستن، تخصص دارن، در با ما همکاری میکنن. دوستان رو داریم که در رشته های دیگه هستن با ما همکاری میکنن تا سرویس های لازم رو به یک مشتری بدیم و همه کارهاش انجام بشه، و لزوما هم لازم نیست که اینها همه با هم شریک بشن. منظورشون اینه که افرادی که در مشاغل مختلف هستن میتونن با هم همکاری کنند و باعث موفقیت همدیگه بشن، و اینطوری به نفع همشون هست. دوستان، در خدمت خانم ریچل درز هستیم که از ریچل درز پی آر میهمان ما هستند. ایشون پابلیسیست هستند، و ادلهید وانبولد که از کمپانی آیست ایجنسی، ایشون بیزنس دیولوپر هستند و راهکارهای رو توصیه میکنند به دوستان برای بهتر شدن بیزنسشون در برنامه کارآفرینان که برنامه غیر تبلیغاتی است. I need some more advices from you ladies for our listeners in business so they can use it and get more successful. What do you have to say?
Well, I'm going to pass it off to Rachel just saying that, you know, a big part of marketing and development is publicity. Rachel, you know, does something different for a lot of our clients, where she can guarantee placements within different magazines, within different television opportunities within the first week of signing on to her company. And I'm going to let her talk a little bit more about that.
Yeah. So, I mean, when it comes to publicity, it's really not direct advertising. And I think the one thing that's, you know, very important here is that it's a third party endorsement. It's not you, you know, saying that you're great or you're amazing, right? Because sometimes it kind of comes off like, you know, you're a little arrogant, right?
Yes.
Even though you are, you may be, right?
You should be.
Yeah, you should be. But the thing is, when you're being put in the public eye, as far as, you know, placements in publications, or you know, doing these kinds of radio interviews, or a television feature, it's really, you know, the media that's kind of giving you that third party endorsement that makes it a little bit more solid, right?
Definitely.
It gives it a little bit more of the credentials. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and on that level, I would say, you know, everybody needs that third-party endorsement. You can say all day, I'm the world's greatest. But unless somebody else is saying, no, she's actually the world's greatest, nobody's going to believe you. So that is really important after you have a great foundational structure, after you have your regular marketing in place, after you have your partnerships, your funding. You need publicity at the end of the day.
So, like, being on Yelp and these kind of...
I'm not a big fan of Yelp.
this doesn't help?
No, absolutely. Absolutely it does, you know, because a lot of those are third-party endorsements.
Sure.
Those are you know, the social media that everybody takes a look at. And the thing is, you know, I mean... You can be the greatest, and this is the same thing we always talk about, is like you can be the greatest at anything, right? But if you're the best kept secret because nobody knows about you, I mean, it does your business no good. And so, you know, these kind of things, as far as the social media and Yelp reviews, these are technically a third party endorsement.
Right.
They're necessary. They're necessary in this day and age.
Okay. Thank you so much. دوستان عزیز برمیگردیم خدمتتون و برنامه کارآفرینان رو ادامه میدیم.
به پادکست رادیو ایران گوش میکنید. 670 پادکست. گلچینی از برنامه‌های رادیو ایران. رادیو ایران. SoCalPersian.com.
کارآفرینان.
ارائه از رادیو ایران 670 AM KIRN.
کارآفرینان.
دوستان به آخرین بخش از برنامه کارآفرینان میرسیم. در خدمت دو میهمانمون ریچل دیرز پابلیسیست و خانم ادل هید وامبولت هستم که ایشون بیزینس دیولوپر هستند و با شما عزیزان صحبت میکنند. And please let us know about building network as you suggested. I asked them, من پرسیدم ازشون خواهش کردم یه نکته ای رو بگن که واقعا به درد شما دوستان بخوره در پایان برای سفارش بزرگی که میتونن به هر کسی بکنن برای که بیزینسش بهتر بشه و خودشون توصیه کردن که ساختن نتورک یا اون زنجیره ای از کسانی که شما رو بشناسن و بتونین خودتون رو بشناسونید خیلی مهمه و در موردش با شما صحبت میکنن. ادل هید پلیز گو آن.
So Rachel is the expert at this in terms of building a network. And so Rachel has 16,000 connections on mm-hmm. LinkedIn. I don't know, you know, if the listeners are used to using LinkedIn. Some people use it, some people don't. We suggest absolutely use it. Make sure you have a great little resume or a little blurb about what you do, what your business does. Make sure you have a business page and then connect to everybody you know. Start there. Continue, move forward, connect to other people, connect to people in your community, people who have like-minded businesses, collaborative businesses, complementary businesses. Don't hesitate to put yourself out there. What's the worst that can happen online? People can deny your connection. I mean, that won't hurt you at all. But what could happen is you can make strategic partnerships that will develop your business. And you know, I wanted to give a little bit of an example of how complementary one can be to another business. So for example, I have a product. Let's say it's a shampoo and I want everyone to use my shampoo, but I have no money. I can't spend extra money on marketing. My budget is full. Well, in this case, you need to be willing to spend it somehow, and you can do it in a barter situation. You can donate some shampoos to a television show if you're able to make the connection on LinkedIn or another social media or in person, any way that you're able to do it where you can get that product placement for maybe much less or maybe free. And this can definitely help grow a business because you'll get your product out there. People will see it. It will create a new stream of revenue, additional clientele, and you won't have lost anything.
Hmm. Thank you so much. دوستان اشاره میکنن به این که مهمه که نتورکینگ داشته باشید و لینکدین را خیلی توصیه میکنن که روش باشید که از اونجا خیلی میشه بیزینس گرفت. حتی خودشون هم من پشت خط که صحبت میکردیم با هم اشاره کردن که از این طریق ما مشتری خیلی زیاد میگیریم. البته بعدش word of mouth هم هست، ولی لینکدین خیلی کمک میکنه. و مثال زدن که فرض کنید شما مثلا شامپو میفروشید و پولی ندارید زیاد که تبلیغات کنید و بخواید مشتری بگیرید. میتونید مقداری از شامپوهای خودتون رو از طریق لینکدین آشنا بشید با کسی، به یک ایستگاه تلویزیونی بدید و اونها در مورد شما صحبت میکنن، شما این شامپو رو با قیمت‌های کمتر بهشون میدید و به هر حال کالای خودتون رو به جای پول به طرف مقابل میدید که بتونید کمتر هزینه داشته باشید و بیزینستون بیشتر معرفی بشه. And what do you have to say about this, Rachel?
The same thing, you know, it is about networking. And right now, social media makes the world so much, you know, so much smaller. And in order for us to actually, you know, get our name out there, just utilizing the simplicity of Facebook, of LinkedIn, like Heidi mentioned, I mean, I have almost 16,000 connections on LinkedIn. And majority of my personal business actually comes from my LinkedIn connections. And so these are professionals that either own their businesses, are personalities, are politicians, whatever the case may be, you know, they're reaching out because they need some kind of publicity or some kind of partnership, whether it's a collaboration, like she mentioned, on, you know, if they have a product and they want to be able to actually get it into market, but they don't have enough funding. It's a matter of, you know, doing a barter trade, kind of like swapping services, right? There are so many different scenarios, but I think, you know, LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram is things that you can utilize immediately. Mm-hmm. It's literally your business card.
دوستانشون هم باز تاکید کردن که بودن در شبکه‌های مثل LinkedIn, Facebook و Instagram خیلی مهمه که مردم شما رو بشناسن، کارتون رو بشناسن و بیزنس خودتون رو با اونها رد و بدل کنید. در ازای کاری که اونا برای شما میکنن، شما یه کاری برای اونا انجام بدین و به این ترتیب هزینه هم نداره، به هم سرویس میدید و باعث میشه که بیزنس خودتون موفق تر بشه و استفاده کنید از اونچه که موقعیت هایی که هست و بیزنس بهتری داشته باشید. میهمانان ما خانم ریچل درز بودند که پابلیسیست هستند، خدمات روابط عمومی انجام میدن و شناسوندن یک بیزینس به جامعه و نتورکینگ اون بیزینس، و خانم ادل هید وانبولد که از آیست ایجنسی بیزینس دیولوپر هستند، لطف کردند و میهمان ما بودند در برنامه کارآفرینان و شما رو کمی بیشتر آشنا کردند با طریقه‌ای که یک بیزینس بهتر میتونه کار کنه و موفق تر باشه با معرفی کردن خودش بهتر در شبکه ها، در نتورکینگ و آشنا شدن با دیگران و راهنمایی هایی که برای شما دوستان داشتن. Thank you so much, Rachel. Thank you so much, Adelheid,
for
your time. I really appreciate and hope to have you in our show maybe soon.
Thank you so much. We'd love that.
کارآفرینان ارائه از رادیو ایران 670 AM KIRN
کارآفرینان.
به پادکست رادیو ایران گوش میکنید. 670 پادکست. گلچینی از برنامه‌های رادیو ایران. SoCalPersian.com.